Hola, vos, chica. Welcome to the Smiley Empowerment Podcast. This is where we celebrate the strength, resilience, and determination of Latina women and all women who are constantly on the go, pushing through challenges and achieving their goals. I like to call these women vos, chica, like me. If you're a busy woman, ready to be uplifted, inspired, empowered to take charge of your healing journey and be a vos, chica, you've come to the right place. We can all agree life can be hectic and overwhelming, but anything is possible with the right mindset, attitude, tools, and support. Let me introduce myself. My name is Smiley Filomena Rodriguez, and I am a Latina life empowerment coach and a social worker. I started this podcast because I know what feeling alone and overwhelmed with past wounds and challenges feel like. I want to help you with self-discovery, self-love, and self-empowerment so you can grow and thrive. Do you sometimes feel alone? ¿Te sientes sola? Well, you're not alone. No estás sola. You have me, your coach, Smiley. In each episode, I'll share personal stories of resilience, healing tips, practical advice, strategies for managing your time and priorities, for improving your relationship with yourself and others, and insights on cultivating a positive and fulfilling, joyful life. So grab your earbuds and tea or coffee, take a deep breath, and get ready to be inspired and encouraged. Let's begin this journey together and empower each other to become the best versions of our lives. Let's get started. You got this. Hola, vos chica, and my fellow listeners. Have you ever found yourself forgetting things and finding your phone in strange places? If you have, you're not alone. I want to share with you what happened to me a few months ago, I believe like about 6 months ago. I was in my home getting ready to go out shopping with my hubby, and I was doing my check-ins, right? Like, I have my keys. I always like to go out with my house keys, even if my husband is with me, because you never know if he loses the house keys. So it's a backup. And then I went for my phone and I could not find my phone. I was like, where is my phone? So I was looking in my purse. I was looking on the kitchen, on the kitchen counter. I was just looking everywhere. So I told my hubby, you know what? Can you call my phone? But before that, he went outside to our car because we had done some grocery shopping and we were going back out again to do some more shopping. So I was like, oh, maybe I left it in the car. He could not find it. And I told him, so call me. I have the phone actually on loud and I'll probably be able to find it and locate it like that. Well, to my surprise, I was in the kitchen and I'm hearing my phone, but I'm like, where is this sound coming from? It was not on the counter. It was nowhere to be found, but I was still hearing it in the area of my kitchen. The closer I got to the refrigerator, the louder the sound was. But then I was like, it can't be. So I opened the fridge and there it was, my phone sitting, I believe, on top of my butter. I could not believe it. I did chuckle. I found it funny. However, later on, I was reflecting and I was like, this is not funny at all. Actually, this seems to be a sign and an indication that I am overwhelmed. Right? So in today's podcast, I want to share with you a few tips on how you could relieve your mental fatigue. I discovered soon enough that what I was experiencing at that time was brain fog, and my overall well-being was really not good. So while it was funny and we chuckled that I found my phone in the fridge, it really was an indication of what I was going through. And I have to say that if you are experiencing brain fog, if you find yourself forgetting where you put your keys, yes, that could be a sign of aging. That could be a sign of that you're experiencing a lot of stress across ages. So you don't have to be in midlife. You don't have to be older. Just the other day, I was with my nephew, and he's a recent graduate of college. And he was like, Didi, I can't remember a few years ago, especially COVID time. The last 3 years has been so hard on us that we're mentally exhausted. And a lot of the memories are very blurred for us. So if you are experiencing this, understand that you're not alone. I always say, check with your doctor if it's something that is persistent, because sometimes there might be some medical underlying conditions that you don't know about. So always check in with your doctor if you find that it's something very persistent. However, if you are like me, you know, I'm a mom, a busy mom, a career, you know, Latina woman. And if you're like me, que se te olvidan las cosas, que you're like, pero qué es lo que está pasando aquí, caramba. Es como contra, why am I forgetting, you know, things and my phone? So I discovered that it was brain fog and burnout. And it really was related to work overload. I was doing at the time a lot of things. I actually was working on developing the, you know, and processing, how am I going to do a podcast? I work a 9-to-5 where I'm a program director. I oversee 5 programs and staffing. I'm also building little by little the Smiley Empowerment, right? Coaching business. I go live every Thursday on Instagram, Smiley Empowerment, Smiley spelled with a I-E, S-M-I-L-I-E. I always say that, not with a Y. You could find me at Smiley Empowerment. And every Thursday live, I teach for free. I coach 1-hour masterclass. And getting ready for my son's graduation, which he recently graduated from college, and we're so proud. And working on so many other life experiences with my hubby. It just seems so overwhelming at times. And I want to share with you what I was doing wrong, because I was. And even though I'm a mental health professional, a coach for so many years, right? People would say, you should have this together. No, we don't. I don't know how many out there are my fellow social workers, mental health workers, right? And you can agree that as we're working with our clients and their families and we're problem solving, we ourselves need help. We many times don't know how to release stress, how to decompress. So if you are feeling this, I want you to understand that you most likely are experiencing burnout, mental fatigue, right? Overworked with stress and all the lifestyle factors that contribute, right, to us feeling burnout are very real. So this can really impact your life. You know, I'm trying to keep it light because I want you to not be overly stressed or overwhelmed with the information. But I was in a very bad spot mentally with my mental health and my feeling of overwhelmness, burnout. But I did, you know what? I did not realize that I was burned out. Because I'm an overachiever, because I have great resiliency, I just thought I could do it all. And guess what? When I found that phone in the fridge, as funny as it seemed to be, days after I started processing and I told my husband, no, I think this is a bit more serious than just leaving the phone in the fridge once in a while, you know, not once in a while, but at a moment. And he was like, Smiley, I've been telling you that you are doing a lot and you need to slow down and you need to work on yourself. So here he is talking to me, giving the advice that I give to others. So let me be a little vulnerable here and tell you what I was doing that was not right for me. And it led me to the moment of self-realization of my burnout, the moment I found the phone in the fridge. And I actually, by the way, took a picture of it. I'm going to see if I find it. That would be a great cover to my next masterclass or any time that I do a stress relief coaching session. It would be a great poster to put because I did take a picture. And the reason I took a photo of my phone in the fridge was because I wanted to remember that moment for myself so I can understand that, listen, you need to slow down. You need to take better care of yourself. So I don't know how many of you are relating to this, especially my women podcaster listeners, my boss chicas out there that are really working and doing your thing, you know? And I know we recently celebrated Mother's Day, and I hope if, you know, that you really gave yourself an applause because you're doing a lot and it's great. And we recognize that and we need to recognize that in ourselves, but we also need to learn to pause things, pause projects, make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. And this goes for my gentlemen too, and my recent grad students, college students, high school students, you know, whoever's listening, you really need to slow down sometimes. And memory loss can be an indicator of that, of being mentally fatigued. Yes, mentally fatigued. So what was I doing incorrectly? And what did I do to reclaim my mental clarity and to live a more balanced, as much as I can, an energized life from that moment on? And I have to say that I got out of that burnout cycle that I was about 6 months ago. That doesn't mean that now I'm not stressed at times, but I'm managing it better. And I believe that it was due to the reflecting and catching myself. And then what did I do next? So that's what I want to share with you today and leave you here today with the things that I did to reclaim my mental clarity and to decompress. So number one, I started prioritizing my self-care. I really did. I realized that it was non-negotiable. I had to do something different. I had to take time to engage in activities that were more joyful and were not so stress consuming. So that was actually really, really important to spend some time in doing things that I found that brought me joy, but that didn't require a lot of my mental capacity, right? So I started doing things much, much more lighter. So I started watching shows on Netflix, I have to say that were light in content for me. So some comedy movies, some romantic comedies, and I just started pausing. When I got home, I started saying, wait a minute, let me take some time for me. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't have to prioritize my time and my tasks, but I started doing more self-care. Next, I also started establishing better, healthy boundaries. And this was very significant in me alleviating my mental fatigue. I started saying no to the things that didn't provide mental clarity for me, things that didn't, that maybe were bogging me down or were too complex in nature. I started slowing down with taking new initiatives and projects. I really started setting some clear boundaries to protect my time and prioritize my well-being. It was very important because I realized the activities and commitments that I was engaging in, there were a lot of them that really drained me of my energy and they overwhelmed me. So for you, I would suggest that you do the same, right? Really work on that self-care, really being present. You can go out in nature for walks. You can really pursue some new hobbies, right? I bought some coloring books for adult coloring. And I did that last year. And I'm going to say that I tried it, but I was not in the best space last year. And then 6 months in, which was a few, you know, 6 months ago, I wasn't, and it didn't really work for me at the time, but I'm going to give it a shot again. It was just my focus. When you're mentally burnt out, even just coloring for some of you coloring in a book, you may feel like it's too overwhelming, even that simple task. But that's an indicator that you're already far out, burned out, which that's where I was. So, but for those that like coloring or they like to take up a craft, like doing arts and crafts or going for a painting class, right? That would be nice. So do that. Next, I also noticed that I was not going within to practice being more mindful, right? I noticed that in my day-to-day, I was not being mindful and practicing mindfulness activities that would include maybe like what I used to do, meditation, right? Being conscious of my breath and doing some deep breathing exercises, right? And just being present in the moment. So I went back and I said, okay, I have to be more mindful so I can really reduce the stress and improve the focus. Because guys, I really was out of focus and it worked. You know, 6 months down the line, which we're in present time, I find myself that I'm much, much more focused. Now, I am not sponsoring any vitamins or suggesting vitamins for you to take, but I have to say that I ordered magnesium vitamins, and that also helped me with my mental fatigue, and it helped me sleep better, which is getting, I'm going to get into the tips about sleep. I was doing something completely wrong, which at that time, and I was not getting sufficient sleep. So are you going on and on, staying up, scrolling through the phone, right? Scrolling through your laptop or flipping channels late at night? That affects your quality of sleep. And your brain has not allowed itself, you have not allowed your brain to set itself again, rejuvenate, relax, right? And recharge. When we're sleeping so late into the early mornings, and then we have to wake up early and perform, we really are giving the door, an open door to brain fog and fatigue and burnout. So get more sleep. And like I said, I use the magnesium pills, which vitamins, which I'm still using. And the improvement in sleep was actually number one to bring me slowly out of the burnout. Next, I have to say that managing my stress level was extremely important. I had to learn what was my stress triggers. I really had to learn that and then try to implement for myself a stress management technique that worked for me, right? So I had to identify, okay, for Smiley, what are the stressors? And I realized that one of my major stressors was extending myself both at work and in my family and friend life, right? Saying yes to so many different activities and things when I really should be home relaxing and decompressing. So I learned what my stress triggers were, and then I implemented a stress management technique for it. So for me, it included relaxing, right, techniques, which I started doing more meditation. I also started working more on writing down my feelings and journaling. And that's very, very important. People don't know how important and significant it is to write your thoughts out of how you're feeling. It's a way of unleashing your feelings and capturing your thoughts. And what's more helpful is when you go back, let's say a few days later or a week or two later, and you read what you were feeling at the time, and you start identifying what the triggers are. What are the things that tick you? What are the things that get under your skin? What are the things that you're overcommitting at? And I also advise folks to seek support of a therapist or a counselor if they feel that their stress management is have been out of control, okay? And then I want to say that I really had to take some breaks. I had to take breaks. I noticed that I was on go all the time. And I felt guilty. I'm not going to deny it. When I left that phone in the fridge, there were other indicators also that, looking back, I was ignoring and kind of not even realizing that they were indicators that I was burnt out. My mood was fluctuating. I felt very irritable with small tasks when I got home. So I am an overachiever at my job. From my nine to five job that I work in, I am managing 5 programs, staffing, developing programming, following up with budgets and hiring people and all of that. And I managed to do all of that. But then when I would get home, the smallest thing, like deciding what to cook or deciding what's for dinner, I couldn't handle it. And that's an indicator of burnout, right? My brain was fatigued. Like I said, I don't know how many of you women out there are experiencing this just like me, and also my gentleman also. That means that you need to take a break. So I had to learn to take breaks and not feel guilty. And that was not easy to do. Lastly, I have to say that I had to really set realistic goals. And I said that the most important factors for me was my sleep. I had to regulate my sleep. My sleep was all over the place. And I did that through going to bed a little earlier, changing the habits of being on my phone at the time, listening to meditative music also helped me. I ordered the magnesium vitamins, that also helped. But a second big tip that I have for you that also helped me tremendously was setting realistic goals. I had to do that. I had to set realistic goals. I had to break down my tasks and my goals and set better realistic goals. So I want you to do that. If you find yourself that you're saying yes to everything, you have too many goals that you have and that you want to reach them all, but you find yourself that you're not finishing and achieving none of the tasks because there's so many, and also they're not in manageable steps for you to do, I want you to change that. I want you to change that starting today. I want you to set yourself up for success and not for failure. So set realistic goals for yourself. Your expectations have to be more realistic. So if you know that you have a lot of tasks and projects, you're working on different things in your family life, in your career, or in your business life, all the above, you have to slow down and say, okay, wait, what's realistic for me, right? And along the way, celebrate your efforts, celebrate those small victories that come along the way. That will also help you to keep more calm and for you to feel less overwhelmed, right? That will help you to feel focused. And really, when you set realistic goals, it will prevent some of the overwhelmness that you will experience. So I hope that these tips helped you. I know that it can be very overwhelming and it's not easy to catch yourself when you're stressed. Sometimes I also remember that, like I said, sometimes we want to do so many things and we want to not fail and we do not want to discourage anyone else by our behavior, or we want to be there for others that are experiencing things, but you yourself are not well. I want you to understand that you have to allow yourself to take breaks without feeling guilty. Especially my moms, right? Where we are doing so much for our kids. I want you to free yourself of the guilt and understand that our kids, if you have little ones in that stage, it could be so much more overwhelming. But as your kids grow, it could get a bit better, but you're still at times managing even the thoughts and the worries about your kids. I know that I sometimes am up thinking about my son. You know, he was away in the dorms. Is he doing well? That in itself preoccupies my mind and it can cause me to be very stressed. And then when I go to work, I have added stress to that. So you see what I'm saying? It could be mental clutter of all of these emotions that are legit. Our feelings are valid. So make sure that you are taking better care of yourself. I hope that these tips helped you. I hope that this episode helped you to realize and take inventory of where are you at mentally and emotionally, and that you seek help if you need to. I hope you can share this episode with others in your circle, because many people are experiencing brain fog and mental distress and burnout. I will be doing a free 1 hour masterclass on this same very topic. I'm going to do a masterclass on how can you regain your mental clarity to live a more focused and energized life? I will be doing that on live on Instagram Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So go check that out on Instagram. Until then, take good care of yourself and of each other. Thank you so much, my podcast fam, for listening, for subscribing, and for all the support. Until next time, take good care. Bye.